We on live?
Wow, folks, I'm sorry about that. That played a little bit louder than what I was expecting. Good morning or good afternoon to most of you. This is The Divine Truth. My name is Pastor Paul Mullett, and today I'm being joined with Pastor Steve. Pastor Steve, are you with us?
I most certainly am. Shalom Aleichem to all my white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there.
Well, it is a pleasure to have you here. I know that the Divine Truth has been going through some crazy things recently. A lot of updates on websites and some changeovers that are being affected. There's been some repeat shows that shouldn't have been on. And that, to be honest with you, is entirely my fault because I have been forgetting about the episodes and been forgetting to record. So today we are live for the first time in, what, Pastor Steve? A month?
A while, yeah. I mean, we've been so busy with the Assembly of Christian Israelites with a beautiful website, and we're unifying a lot of things that need to be unified so we can stand together against the enemy.
That's right.
And we're not going off on wild tangents like a lot of the sites are. Worrying about politicians and this and that. We have an all too real enemy, and we know who that enemy is, and we must unite in our Lord Yeshua Messiah using his methods that he taught us to fight and defeat this enemy. We read the pardon me, the last chapter of the book, and we win.
Yes, sir. We did. We most certainly do. You know, and actually, that's a great segue into what we're going to be talking about today. Now, I know that recently we've been doing Two Nations That Changed the World, and we're going to step back from that for a little bit because there's a message that we have that I think is of paramount importance right now, given the circumstances and the situation that the Israelite nations of the world are currently in.
Okay, Paul, somebody's put in the chat room that they hear you, but not me.
Wow. Okay, I don't know what to do unless we restart Skype, which we may have to do. Pastor Steve, let me go ahead and disconnect the call from you, and I will call you right back.
Got it.
All right. Well, folks, I apologize about that. We're supposed to have Pastor Steve on with us. We're calling him back, and let's see if that helps out.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yeah. Well, I can hear you. Like I said, Skype recently did an update against my wishes, because I have it set in here not to update. But, of course, we know how the Jews operate, where they constantly are going to do whatever they want to do anyway. So it forced an update. And it may not be working properly for folks to hear Pastor Steve, but...
Okay, my microphone level, I will jack my mic up a little bit.
Are they hearing you now?
Stuart, are you hearing me now? Stuart 41's in the chat room.
Yeah, I see him in there now.
Are you hearing me now? I'm not blowing you out, all right?
No, you're not blowing me out. I'm not seeing a response from Stuart. He says, I do not.
Okay, he does not.
Well, that's weird because you're coming through my voice meter and you're coming through the butt system. So.
Huh.
Maybe.
Done.
Maybe what we should do is just go ahead and run it. And, folks, if you can't hear Pastor Steve, hopefully when we generate this and put this on for the rebroadcast on Saturday, you'll be able to hear him.
Okay, I hear Pastor Steve. Okay.
Okay. Good. Then it was Skype.
Well, okay. I guess he has, I do not in one post and then hear Pastor Steve in the other.
So maybe he does not hear you.
Oh, boy.
Well, like I said, I mean, I'm watching my...
Do you know that nothing is playing? That's another one, Leroy. We don't know what's going on. It's a server problem, folks.
Yep, it is a server problem. I mean, it seems to be that's been going on for quite some time. As a matter of fact, we had some issues this morning with the servers on eurofolkradio.com, so hopefully we'll get all that situated. But as I said, Pastor Steve, let's just go ahead and we'll go ahead and run the show because you are coming through my voice meter, which is the primary recorder here. So hopefully they'll be able to hear you in the interim on the rebroadcast of the show.
Well, that's all that we can do at this point.
Well, you know, when the Jews force you to do something to your system that you don't want to do and you can't do anything until that happens, it's not much we can do. You know, technology's here to help us, and I think it's becoming more of a hindrance for the Israelite nations, especially seeing how they know that we are getting our message across to hundreds of thousands of people across the world.
Yep, well, that's the best we can do with this. So let's go ahead, and I'll minimize this, and we'll get into the being called into service.
Yes, sir. You know, folks, as I said, we were doing the two nations that changed the world, and we're going to step back because being called into service is something that right now, and I think Pastor Steve will agree with this, is of paramount importance because there is a remnant that is out there, okay? There are a select few who are involved in that remnant right now. EFR, the pastors there, myself, and several other true two-seed line Christian identity pastors are involved in this, and there are many, many, many more out there that are being called into service, but the service that they're being called into is not necessarily the same as Pastor Steve, Pastor Mullet, Pastor Visser, Pastor Dan, or Pastor Eli. We're called to teach those who are being called into the remnant, or the smaller flock of individuals. So what I did is it took me some time, but I wrote a sermon called Being Called into Service, and I think that this is paramount for people to hear. So, Pastor Steve, let me start before we get into the sermon itself. What do you think being called into service is going to bring to people with what you have seen of the sermon? Is this what is needed in today's society?
Well, the whole deal is each person has his own service. There will be many gifts given, and they won't all be the same.
Right. Okay, folks. Okay. So just sit back with us and relax for a little bit, and let's go into being called into service. Now, there are some that wonder if they are being called by Yahweh. Okay? How can you know if you are? That is a paramount question, and we'll get into that in a little bit. Now, are feelings sufficient? What is the calling? And what does the word of Yahweh have to say about it? These are things that you need to know and that you should know. Okay, well, I just got a message from Leroy saying that I am not being heard on EFR.
Right, well, we'll just keep recording and we'll play this another time.
Okay.
This is a server problem we've been having. The server is not sufficient for our needs. That's why we keep trying to get people to donate to EFR so we can get a server. We're doing the best we can, but we're doing bubble gum and baling wire right now. to stay
on something
on the air.
That really needs to have, you know, its own dedicated server.
EFR has expanded to the point where we need our own server, and that is not cheap. So
no, they're not, folks. I mean, you know, I run a couple of different websites, and I have my hosting with somebody, and it's not a cheap venue.
No, it's not.
It's one of those things where I think that, you know, sometimes I wonder if I could do my own server at the house, and I look into it, and it's even more expensive than having it hosted by somebody else.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's a good server is big bucks.
Yeah, yeah.
Getting back to being called.
Yes.
everybody's got their own talent, okay? Yes. They have been given, everyone that is called has something specifically that they as an individual can do. Not everybody's going to be a preacher.
Right.
Not everybody's going to be a computer programmer.
Right.
Not everybody is going to be a prolific writer. Everybody's got their own niche in Yahweh's grand plan.
You know,
and he calls you. And you may not do one thing, you might do two or three things.
You know, I'm glad that you said that because, you know, a lot of people here know who I am and they know what I'm about, but one of the things that they're starting to see, and I think you'll back me up on this statement, is I am more of a writer than I am a speaker. But I do both.
Yeah. Yeah, because people need to hear what you have written. Well, the deal is a lot of people are too lazy to read.
Well, that's true.
That's sad. That's sad. They miss on so much. Mm-hmm. But you need to get this word out. So you're covering both bases. Mm-hmm. You're doing your sermons on the air, and you're also putting them in booklet form, and you're putting them on for David James is, okay.
Leroy says he can hear me on EFR now.
Right, he can hear you, but somebody put up the something or other David wrote.
Are we overlapping with another show?
I don't know. I do not know.
Okay. Well, we're going to continue. Pastor David, sorry about that. We have no idea what's going on with the EFR servers today. It's the message is being heard, so they're attempting to stop us at every turn. Okay, Pastor Steve, let's jump into this here really fast so we can get this show on the road. Now, the vast majority of Judeo-Christianity, and as such, from what people commonly know it as mainline Christianity, you know, we here at EFR and Divine Truth and the Assembly of Christian Israelites, I know that they consider it Judeo-Christianity because the Christianity is so inundated with Jewish traditions and falsities that it's an oxymoron. As a matter of fact, I think I wrote about that, the true meaning of Judeo-Christianity, is under the impression that Yahweh is trying to save the whole world. Now, Pastor Steve, before we go any further, I want to make a statement about this whole world thing, and then I would like your input on it as well. Now, in mainstream Judeo-Christianity, or mainline Christianity, they teach that Yahweh is supposed to be saving all of humanity, or all of humankind. Now, we know that that is false. We know the reason why that is false. Pastor Steve, what is your take on that when you hear that Yahweh, or excuse me, let me use Judeo-Christianity terminology here. God is saving the world. He is saving mankind. What is your take on that?
All right. Well, God, G-A-W-D, is not the one that we worship. We worship Yahweh. He only has one people that he has chosen above all the others on the planet. Now, that is so very offensive to the Judeo-Christians, because they want to be universalists and no sound for me. I'm not okay.
Okay. All right, folks. Let's let me say this again for those who are coming
You need to just go ahead and run this on your own, Paul. It's just, I'm wasting my time here.
Yeah, I think so, Pastor Steve. Okay, we'll go ahead and disconnect the call with Pastor Steve, and he'll be in the chat room that'll be able to help out and explain things. All right, thank you for joining us, Pastor Steve. We'll talk to you later.
All right,
Yahweh bless. Okay, folks, now let's try this again. Okay, what was going on was that I had Pastor Steve on with me, and he was going to be joining me today for the live show, which is being called into service. However, it seems to be that he was coming through my system without any problems. I could see him on my voice meter and the butt system, which is what we use for EFR radio. However, he could not be heard on the EFR channel. So we're going to continue with just myself. The entire show has been recorded, so hopefully you guys will be able to hear what Pastor Steve had to say on Saturday with the repeat of today. But let's go ahead and get back into being called into service. Now, I had just said that according to Judeo-Christianity, God is to save the whole world. Now, we know that this is not true. Yahweh is to save the Adamic or the Adam kind world, not the whole world of humanity as is taught in Judeo-Christianity. We all know this. Everybody who listens to EFR should know this, and they should know it like the back of their hands. So we're not going to delve too much on that. Just know, if you read your Holy Scriptures, you will know that it is a book about a race of people. It is not about the human race as is taught in Judeo-Christianity. It is for the Adamic people, the Israelite nations, not the Jewish nations of today, nor is it for Judeo-Christianity, nor is it for the blacks, the mongrels, the half-breeds, the inbreds, the yellows, the Chinese, the Koreans. It is not for those people. It is not for homosexuals. It is not for bisexuals. It is not for trisexuals. It is not for quadruped sexuals. It is for the Adamic people and the Adamic people only. Now, as we've discussed before, there are two different types of Adamic people. Ones who were here, and then Adam, who received the breath of lives. That is where the genealogy for two-seed line Christian identity begins. Now, they think that this idea goes something like this. This is what Judeo-Christianity thinks. Yahweh and the devil are at war over the fate of mankind. Mankind. This is far from the truth, but we will get into that part later on in the sermon. But you see, it is as a desperate struggle between good and evil, Yahweh and Satan, or the diabolical one. However, this is a war for the fate of Adam kind, not mankind. And yes, there is a distinction between the two. One is of Yahweh, which is the Adam kind, the Caucasians with the breath of lives, and of Satan, the Jews, the serpent seed line, and all those that serve him. Yeah, it is a mess, Pastor Steve. And so in today, so is today the only opportunity for all the Adam kind to choose or reject scriptural Christianity? Most all Israelites make the choice and decide now to accept Yahshua as their Lord and Savior. Now, is this what the Holy Scriptures teach? Well, I could go on and on with the answer, but I think this one will work just fine. No. If it were yes, as some think, then Yahweh must be failing miserably in his battle with the diabolical one, or Satan, for control over the fate of the Adam. The Adam, not of man. In other words, Yahweh is calling all of Adam kind, but most are not answering that call. To put this into scale, let's use the world population count. And all of this information came off of line, so it could be readily checked and clarified. There are approximately 7.5 billion people on Earth right now, and more being born every single day. About 2.5 billion, or one-third, believe in some degree in Yahweh and Yahshua. Now, this includes all 2,000-plus different forms of professing Judeo-Christianity. Approximately one-third claim to have accepted him as their Lord and Savior. We know that they can't, but that's something for another day. Now, approximately one-third of that number has heard of Yahshua, but has not accepted him and does not claim to follow him. Finally, the last one-third know nothing about Yahshua at all. Now, according to sources in 2015, there was only 234,940,100 whites, or Caucasians, in the United States of America. Now, out of that number, we could conservatively say that only 500,000 are true members of the Adamic race, those who have Israelite blood or the breath of lives, and as such are the only ones that can be called into service for Yahweh. Now, out of that number, maybe 10,000 have accepted their duties that Yahweh has issued to them. So, are the other 490,000 whites condemned to be lost as never having heard of or accepted Yahshua the Messiah and answering the call? When speaking of Yahshua's name, the Holy Scriptures plainly states the following: "And there is no deliverance in anyone else, for there is no other name under the heaven given among men by which we need to be saved." Acts 4:12. Further, we see in Romans 10:13, "For everyone, Israelite, who calls on the name of Yahweh shall be saved." It is obvious that all Israelites who have not yielded to Yahweh of the Holy Scriptures and thus accepted Yahshua the Messiah as their Savior are certainly not saved. Now, countless numbers of Israelites, or whites, have died in this condition. Is everything okay in the chat room? Can people hear me still? I'm getting some weird readings on my butt. It doesn't seem like it's going through anymore. Okay, I'll continue anyway. Countless numbers of Israelites, whites, have died in this condition. Most have assumed that the only other option for these is that we have lost, or that we were lost to salvation, and that Yahweh long ago planned for this for the vast majority who have ever lived. Using the numbers above, we can see that if the war to win souls is as most Judeo-Christian ministers and pastors depict it, then the devil is way stronger and more effective in his effort than Yahweh is. This is the only other possibility. But wait, there is a third option if we consider it. Okay? But he is in fact calling a select few. That is the other option. And we already know this. We've explained this time and time again. I know I've heard Pastor Steve say it. I've even heard David James talking about it. Pastor Eli has talked about it. Pastor Dan has talked about it. There is a remnant, a very select few, that is actually being called by Yahweh. Okay, so the chosen and the called of Yahweh. Let's talk about that for a minute. The Holy Scriptures clearly speaks of those who have been called by Yahweh. And the Elohim of peace himself set you apart, completely apart, and your entire spirit and being and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our own Yahweh Messiah. He who calls you is trustworthy, who also shall do it. 1 Thessalonians 5:24. Paul wrote that to the Thessalonian Israelite brethren as a warning to the Galatian congregation who were losing sight of what the gospel was truly saying. And as such, he stated this: I marvel that you are so readily turned away from him who called you in the favor of Messiah to a different good news. Galatians 1:6. And later he added, you were running well. Who held you back from obeying the truth? That persuasion does not come from him who calls you. Galatians 5:7-8. To the Corinthian congregation, he wrote the following: for look at your calling, brothers, that there were not many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty, and not many noble. 1 Corinthians 1:26. Yahshua himself spoke on many different occasions about the Christian or the Israelite Christian calling. There is a verse that you may know rather well, but I will state it here just as a friendly little reminder. For many are called, but few are chosen. That is found in Matthew 22:14. And 20:16. Later adding the meaning to the second part of this phrase, you did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he might give you. John 15:16. And then, if you were of the world would love its own. But because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, for that reason the world hates you. John 15:19. You see, when you place all of these verses together, we get a clear picture. Yahweh is calling a few select Israelites, actually a remnant, out of the world for his supreme purpose. Those who have responded to this calling are then chosen, thus going on to repentance, baptism, and conversion. And those chosen, as we have discussed and stated earlier, are the Israelite, Caucasian, Aryan, meaning noble, Adamic, and not those who are of the devil. It's not the Jews. It's not the blacks. It's not the brown. It's not the yellow. Yahweh's people are not a rainbow flag. Yahweh's people are one select group of individuals, the Adamic race. It does not consist of race traders, those who proclaim to be servants of white supremacy and in fact turn around and date outside of their race, have kids living in their house who are not full-blooded. But the Adamic people, the ones who live by Yahweh's laws and commands, those who do not lay with their own, and I'm talking about sexual, men do not lay with men, women do not lay with women, that's not what Yahweh has commanded the Israelite people to do. Now, this is kind of where I wish Pastor Steve was back here, because he would pretty much say the same thing. The vast majority of the white nationalist community or white supremacist community or whatever community you want to call it nowadays is turning into a kumbaya rainbow flag coalition. You have leaders who are race mixers. You have leaders who have half-breed kids. You have leaders who go out and call for out-and-out violence. And that's not what we are about. That's not what we are supposed to do as children of Israel and as of such of Yahweh. Yes, we are going to defend ourselves. Yes, we are to reproduce. Yes, we are to serve Yahweh and all that he has commanded us to do. Where, you know, many people would ask, well, where are these laws at? Open up a book. It's called the Holy Bible. I refer to it as the Holy Scriptures because that's what it is. Knock the dust off of it and read it. There's your rules. There's your laws. There are your commands. And it even shows you how to run a successful Israelite nation. Open it. So, what about you? After visitors to our site have read most of the information on and from the Assembly of Christian Israelites and Divine Truth, many of them have come to a realization that they have been brought into contact with a better understanding. They find themselves learning things that they've never known before or had the slightest ideas about. They are noticing that the Holy Scriptures do, in fact, make sense, and that it is not as hard to understand or see as they have been previously been taught or even thought in mainstream Judeo-Christianity. They have a growing feeling to act on what they are learning, and many wonder if they are, in fact, being called. This question, more often than not, will take on a different form of question, such as, am I undergoing a true Christian conversion? Should I be baptized? Or even, have I come into contact with the true Church of Yahweh? At best, most Israelites that visit our websites and hear our message are unsure how to answer these basic questions. And many have absolutely no idea how to even properly address these or other questions. So this brief sermon will make plain all of Yahweh's word. How to know if Yahweh is truly calling you into service. It is my intention to keep it simple, subsequently making it impossible for somebody to misinterpret or misunderstand. After all, this question is one of the most important you will ever face. With proper understanding, it answers is of paramount importance in your life. Israelites of all ages, social and economic backgrounds, puzzle over what exactly a calling is. Many people think of it as a mere feeling that has come over them, which they attribute to Yahweh, a gut feeling, as it were. Millions of Israelites feel called, in some cases, to the assembly. In other cases, they feel called to the ministerial aspect of it, or even missionary work. Some are still ignorant of what Yahweh says, so many Israelites are left to rely on mere feelings, assuming that their lives are divinely inspired. They attribute this inspiration, as it were, to being called of Yahweh. Sadly, most never learn that these callings have nothing to do with the following of the true Elohim of the Scriptures. A true calling from Yahweh is far more than a kind of abstract feeling that human reasoning can only conclude is from Yahweh. So, let's define a true calling. Within John's Gospel accounting, Yahshua states, "No one is able to come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I shall raise him up in the last day." John 6:44. So, 19 verses later in the King James Bible, and it is 21 in the ISR 2016, which is what I use, the Institute for Scriptural Research. He repeated to the Israelite audience, and he said, "Because of this I have said to you, that no one is able to come to me unless it has been given to him by my Father." John 6:65. In the very next verse, John records that those who perpetrated themselves as Israelites, as such, "For then on many of his taught ones withdrew and were not walking with him anymore." John 6:66. He's referencing the Jews who came in and perpetrated themselves as true Israelites, and thus of the true church of Yahweh. Many that heard Yahshua simply could not understand that Yahweh has to draw his people and that a calling is something given or granted to them. While many today appear to understand that they must in some way be called, they do not seek to understand from the Holy Scriptures how to know for certain that it is in fact Yahweh who is calling them, drawing them, and giving to them whatever it is that they are to receive. So let's consider a few scriptures that make plain what it is Israelite Christians are given when they are called. We must clear up all possible confusion. In Matthew, Yahshua's disciples ask, "And the taught ones come and said to him, 'Why do you speak to them in parables?'" Matthew 13:10. His answer summarizes how and with what Yahweh calls the following. "And he answering said to them, 'Because it has been given to you to know the secrets of the reign of the heavens, but to them it has not been given.'" Matthew 13:11. Okay, so, "Because it has been given to you to know the secrets of the reign of the heavens," true Israelites, "but to them it has not been given," the Jews, all non-whites. Pretty plain. The next several verses amplify what he meant, explaining how many in the Israelite world can hear the truths of Yahweh or the mysteries of the kingdom, but cannot grasp them. Since the overwhelming majority of Adam kind is not being drawn by the power of Yahweh's Spirit, they have not been granted the ability to comprehend what is in Yahweh's Word. How does this apply to you? The answer directly explains how to know if Yahweh is calling you. A calling, in the simplest terms, is understanding the truths of Yahweh when you see, read, or hear them. So, ask yourself this. Do I understand scriptural teachings and truths when I hear them? Do the scriptures about the gospel of the kingdom of Yahweh, the plan of salvation, and the purpose of Israelite existence, climactic, soon coming prophesied events, are Yahweh's warning message to his people, his law, yes, including the Sabbath command, the holy days, tithing, clean and unclean meats, the one true church, and many other teachings making sense to you? When you read or hear these things in our magazine, books, booklets, articles, do they have meaning to you? Are you actually grasping what they are? Are they plain to your understanding? Do you see them as special knowledge that others do not have? Do you feel tempted to pinch yourself in disbelief that you could be shown things of which the masses have no idea? Or the fact that the Judeo-Christianity teaches from an entirely different book than the Holy Scriptures? Yes, they may carry a Bible. Most of them are pagan-filled, falsities, and anti-Christian books that they preach from. Two Seed Line Christian Identity teaches from the Scriptures. We take nothing out of context. We put nothing into it. We teach what was written. Some of the scriptures that we use may differ because we are finding those true scriptures, the ones that have not been paganized by the Jewish scribes or have been manipulated to fit into modern life. We don't use a rainbow Bible. We don't use Bibles that have verses removed from them. We don't teach from the commands and laws of ones that have been removed because it did not suit Judeo-Christianity. Two Seed Line Christian Identity preaches a true message from Yahweh. It always has and it always will. We're not going to manipulate it and turn it into something to gain an audience. We're not going to manipulate it and remove certain things to appease certain people. If you are of Yahweh, then what we preach to you, you know to be true, because you study to show yourself approved. We give you the material. you research it and find that we are not manipulating it in any way, nor are we removing it in any way. So if the answers to these questions that I recently stated are yes, then Yahweh is calling and drawing you into service. The mysteries of the kingdom of Yahweh are being given to you. Babies are being born knowing nothing. They do not know even the basics of right and wrong. They have to be taught virtually everything. Similarly, the Adamites do not know the things of Yahweh or spiritually right from scriptural wrong. But with the knowledge of these things comes the responsibility to act on them. Two scriptural passages demonstrate that Yahweh holds his people accountable for what they understand. Notice James 4:17. To him, then, who knows to do good and does not do it, to him it is sin. Now, let's go to Hebrews 10:26. For if we sin purposely after we have received the knowledge of the truth, there no longer remains a slaughter offering for sins. So let's understand. Each time you learn more of Yahweh's truth, or what is good, and it makes sense to you, you at least generally understand it, you are being given extraordinary spiritual knowledge for which Yahweh holds you personally accountable. This is part of the calling process, and it is actually very central to that calling process. Further, it makes understanding how Yahweh calls one much more serious than most have believed. Recognize that Yahweh will only call each Adamite being once. Therefore, you are responsible now for the knowledge that you are being given. If one does not act on what he is learning, Yahweh will take that understanding away from you. Romans 2:13, Psalms 111:10. And as such, a person then is in grave spiritual condition. Yahweh's truth is most exciting to understand. It is the path to all the wonderful good things in life, things that Yahweh wants you to have. It is also the path to the greatest freedom that there is. Yahshua told certain Israelites professing to believe on him. So Yahshua said to those Yehudim who believed him, if you stay in my word, the truth, John 17:17, you are truly my taught ones, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free, John 8:31 and 32. You must be willing to continue in your studies of Yahweh's word, learning ever more of his truth, which Yahshua explains will set you free from a world cut off from Yahweh and held captive by the diabolical ones. Even this understanding is very precious knowledge. Your associates in the world probably understand none of these things. Neither do your relatives. Without Yahweh's calling, they have no possible way of enjoying now what is being offered to you. if you are understanding and act upon Yahweh's truths. It is also vital that you make certain in your mind the things you are learning. You should find yourself wanting to prove the doctrines of Yahweh. Paul also told the Thessalonians to prove them all. Hold fast what is good. 1 Thessalonians 5:21. If you know for a fact that Yahweh is calling you, take the time to prove that He exists. Then prove that the Scripture is truly His inspired word for Adam kind, not human kind. Finally, prove the identity of Yahweh's assembly. Remove all doubt, leaving absolutely no room for confusion or error. There are many counterfeit, quote, churches, end quote, many spiritual look-alikes in the world today. Do not be fooled by any of them. Yahshua promised, and I also say to you that you are Kepha, and on this rock I shall build my assembly, and the gates of Sheol shall not overcome it. Matthew 16:18. Determine yourself to know for certain if you have come in contact with it. At the same time you are proving these things, pray fervently about what you are learning when you are unclear on a matter. Remember that Yahshua taught the Israelites the following: ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened to you. Matthew 7:7. And John 14:17 explains how those coming toward conversion begin to feel that they can see clearly the things of Yahweh. Notice what Yahshua said when speaking to his disciples about the Holy Spirit they were soon to receive. The Spirit of truth, whom the world... Sorry about that, folks. My son jumped in, as you heard, so I had to mute the mic for a minute. Let's see here. So notice what Yahshua said when speaking to his disciples about the Holy Spirit they were soon to receive. The Spirit of truth, whom the world is unable to receive. Mankind is unable to receive. Because it does not see him or know him. But you, the Israelite, Adam kind, know him. For he stays with you and shall be in you. At this point, the disciples were much like many today, perhaps even like you. They were seeing many spiritual truths in part, but did not yet fully grasp the enormous importance of learning Yahweh's plan and way of life. Through the Holy Spirit working with them, Yahweh was revealing certain things that they would only understand in a greater way once it was in them, beginning at the conversion. Ultimately, to fully understand all the things of Yahweh, all the mysteries of the kingdom of Yahweh, one must be Adam kind, and as such, begotten of the Holy Spirit. This occurs when it enters directly into the mind. Lacking the baptism and the vital receiving of Yahweh's Spirit, it is completely impossible for an Israelite to truly understand even one scriptural truth. Before discussing how this happens, let's look to the big picture. There is a great reason that Yahweh is calling only a remnant now. The core of Yahweh's plan encompasses over 7,000 years. Few have understood this. Many have correctly understood at least some of the verses describing Yahshua's 1,000-year reign, which will begin at the time of his return to earth in a great power and glory to rule the saints, Revelation 20:4-6 is your reference. And while most know little more than this, they know nothing of the fact that Yahweh has allotted 6,000 years or 6 millennial days of a 7-day week to man's rule prior to the 7th 1,000-year day. The 6th day is about to draw to a close. The diabolical one is soon to be bound, Revelation 22. However, he has not yet been bound. When Yahshua, having overcome sin, qualifies to replace him, Matthew 4:1-11 and Luke 4:1-13, as the God or Elohim of this world, he assured that Satan will soon no longer be present to deceive and confuse Adam kind. 1 Corinthians 14:33. But once again, we must understand that Satan has not yet been bound, and that he seeks to do everything within the power that he does possess. Continually strive to thwart Yahweh's plan. He has certainly deceived his ministers, 2 Corinthians 11:13-15, into believing that Yahweh has failed terribly in his plans to save the vast majority of a mankind that he is not yet even calling to salvation. But it is only by Yahweh's permission that Satan holds sway over this who gave himself for our sins to deliver us out of this present wicked age according to the desire of our Elohim and Father, Galatians 1:4. Yahweh is not losing any supposed wrestling match over which he would clearly have complete control. He knows exactly what he is doing, and the beauty of his plan can also be known. Be assured that the one Elohim who ever chose to condemn the vast majority of his people who have ever lived without giving them a full opportunity of salvation. If he did not, then such person would not be worthy or worth following. He would be an unjust monster whose primary purpose is the business of condemnation. We must understand. The scripture says, "But, beloved ones, let not this one matter be hidden from you, that with Yahweh one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day." 2 Peter 3:8. That's where we're going to leave off. We only have a minute left. Yahweh bless and keep you.